Around 1900 in Germany, any woman hoping to work as an artist and live from their career choice had a hard time. Innovation and creativity were gendered male and viewed purely as the reserve of men. As art critic Carl Scheffler wrote, women purely had
a raison d'être as a model or a mother. By virtue of their gender incapable and unproductive, a woman can never become an artist, which, by definition, is male.
Nonetheless, many women did launch careers as artists, even though they were not admitted to the courses at the state art academies. As curator Andreas Dehmer explains,
one lesser-known fact in the history of so-called women's art in the 19th century is just how many forms of organizations existed and how many women tried, in this way, to fight for their right to become artists as well.
At their own cost, women attended private painting schools, took individual instruction, and founded associations to represent their interests. In 1919, with gender equality legally enshrined in the Weimar Constitution, women were finally admitted to study at and graduate from state art academies. Nonetheless, women artists had also managed to gain a public profile previously.
Even before 1919, Dresden had held a vast exhibition here in the Lipsius building, showing works by over 400 women artists.
The patron of the exhibition, Women's Art, shown in 1912, was Princess Mathilde, Duchess of Saxony, herself a talented painter.
Most importantly, the crucial thing about such rare exhibitions was the increased publicity for women artists in art journals and magazines. Just as with the art market now, the publicity triggered an interest among art dealers for the artists most often mentioned in these reports. Today, they all need to be rediscovered.